Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Jeff Wilkin, veteran reporter for the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave.
Let's start with school district budgets. We had votes, and you have some results.
Yes, Dave. School district budgets for 2020-21 began to earn public approval Tuesday night as officials tallied absentee ballots in an unprecedented school election. Districts were not allowed to start counting ballots, many of which have been secured in district offices for the past week until 5 p.m. Tuesday in public tallies that many districts live streamed. Teams of district staff and volunteers across the region filled libraries and gymnasiums, some people wearing face masks, and largely sitting apart to hand open and count thousands of mailed ballots. Some districts use county election machines to scan and count the ballots, while others counted the ballots all by hand.
An appointed official with the town of Niskayuna has been suspended. What's going on?
Yes, Dave, and an investigation has been launched after the town board on Monday received a report alleging the employee appeared in an online photo in blackface, according to Niskayuna Supervisor Yasmin Syed, who issued a news release late Tuesday. The release did not name the suspended official. According to Syed's release, which was issued just before 10 p.m., the board received the report Monday that alleged a Facebook post of an appointed official showed the employee in blackface. In response, the board called an emergency executive session Monday afternoon and directed an investigation be done by outside legal counsel. The incident comes just after a week after protesters held a Black Lives Matter rally outside Niskayuna Town Hall, one of countless protests, both locally and nationally, against systemic racism.
He is Jeff Wilkin, veteran reporter for the Daily Gazette. For one more week, Jeff, I want to let everyone know that you are retiring from the business after 42 years.
Yeah, Dave, the time has come, I think. I'm going to be retiring as a full-time writer at the Gazette. I'll probably be doing some part-time stuff. And once in a while, they've even asked me to pinch hit on your show in case our guy can't make it. Miles Reed will be taking over very soon, next week, actually. So if he can't make it, you might be hearing me again.
Well, congratulations to you, sir.
Thanks, Dave.
You can read more at dailygazette.com.